Do you want more joy in your life? In this episode, I discuss the joy that surpasses all understanding and how it is there for the taking.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of A Few Minutes with God. I pray that today's podcast is uplifting for you, and I can't wait to share with you something that happened to me this morning. In fact, when I was praying about it, I really felt led to share this with you today while it's fresh in my mind. First, I'd like to ask your help. Can you help me share this episode with your friends as well as the other ones on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network? And please give this show a star rating on iTunes. Search for A Few Minutes with God on any podcast app on your smartphone. And thanks so much for sharing this episode. You can find the show notes at AfewMinutesWithGodPodcast.com. Look for episode 15, and the name of this episode is Infusion of Joy. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Sony Pictures, and the Sony Animation, along with Affirm's Films.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
Well, how do you have a joy that surpasses all understanding? Well, like many of you, I have had a rough time dealing with some life issues recently, whether it's a concern about my children, praying for college choices, scholarship offers, SAT results, great performance on the field and in the classroom, safety for my sons and husband on the job site. The news that I needed a tooth extraction yesterday and that it's infected and has entered even down by the nerve and the bone. That was exciting news yesterday. Or more importantly, concern for my in-laws who were displaced from their destroyed home after Hurricane Irma, as well as the repairs that we're going through. Yesterday, I couldn't do any recording even if I had wanted to because there was pounding on my roof as the shingles were getting repaired that blew away from one section of the roof. And as well as a bunch of other things that we've gone through after the storm, a fried solar panel, softener on our well machine, washing machine, some lights and fans that blew, our surge protectors were fried, and so on. But there's always something to be concerned about or worried about in life, right? No matter what. I'm sure if you listed out all of your concerns, I'd say, oh my gosh, how do you handle it all? You must be depressed. It's such a burden, right? But last night, my husband and I prayed for all of our needs, and I prayed specifically that the Lord would take the burden off of my shoulders and put it at the foot of the cross for him to deal with. Now, friends, I know as a Christian, I do not need to carry any burdens. I understand that Jesus died once and for all for my sins, so I could rejoice someday with him in heaven. I know that this is not heaven, yet I'm made of human flesh and bones, and I continue to fall time and time again under the heavy burden of life. When I woke up this morning, I was joyful, and I had no idea why. I wanted to sing praises from the top of my lungs, and it was a joy that just infilled me. And I don't even have the words to explain that. Friends, we don't have to carry our burdens. And in just a few minutes, I will share with you a short prayer that you can pray each day to remind yourself of this very fact. If you want today's show notes, they can be found on AfewMinutesWithGodPodcast.com. Look for episode 15, Infusion of Joy. So how do you pray for joy? Joy is a gift. It is a pure blessing from the Lord. It isn't something we can select for the day. Sure, we can ask the Lord, you know, Lord, today I'd like to be joyful. Or we can purpose to be joyful by deciding that today I'm going to praise the Lord and choose joy. However, when you're in the midst of problems and you are joyful, then you know that you know that you know without a doubt that it is a gift from the Lord. And how does this happen? I'm going to share with you the prayer my husband and I prayed. But before I share this prayer with you, let me say that I know that Jesus died once and for all, and he has risen, and he's no longer on the cross. But I also know that with God, there is no time. I know I'm getting a little deep philosophically and theologically, but it's true. God has no beginning, middle, or end. We are finite creatures, you and me, but not God. So when I say, I put this at the foot of your cross, Lord, I'm talking about the past. If God truly died for my sins before the finite creature, me, was born, then I can go back, theologically speaking, and put my sins at the foot of his cross. He died for sins I had not even committed yet. And all of that can be mind-blowing. But that's what I'm getting at when I say, you know, I give it to the Lord and I put it at the foot of his cross. So I hope that makes sense. So here's our prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for all the things that happened today, the good and the not so good. We praise you in all things. We ask that you continue to show us your way to make crooked paths straight. We ask that you help us to know your will in all that we do in our lives. Dear Jesus, we give you all of our burdens. We take them off of our backs and put them at the foot of your cross for you to deal with. Perfect love casts out all fear, 1 John 4:18. And we ask that you take away all fear, all uncertainty away from us, Lord, and allow us to trust your perfect will for our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us and rising from the dead so that we could have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, let's look at this prayer. The first thing that we did, and I didn't go back and analyze it, you know, as I was praying it, but I want to do that with you right now. The first thing we did was we praised God. He deserves all of our praise in the good and the bad. And the second was we asked him to straighten our paths. So if we've sinned against him, we want him to make our path straight. A lot of times when we pray, God may call to mind some area that we've hurt him, and we need to pray for forgiveness. We ask God to call to mind any place that we need forgiveness, and we pray that. The third thing is we give God our free will, and by our free will, we place all our concerns at his feet. The fourth is we give all of our problems to the Lord. We put our burdens at his feet. The fifth is we pray any scripture verse that comes to mind. If we are fearful, we pray against that. If we're depressed, we pray against that. Whatever comes to mind, we ask the Lord to take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, I come against depression. You know, in the name of Jesus, I come against, whatever that is, and put it at the foot of his cross and just pray against it in his precious name. Number six is Jesus is risen. He is alive. He's no longer nailed to the cross, but yet he can purify us because he loves us. We trust in him. He is our Abba Father, the beginning and the end, the name above all names. He loves us so much, and he has our best interests in mind. And number seven, we continue to praise him in all things and continue it into our day. I hope this prayer helps you. I pray that you wake up with joy that surpasses all understanding, because most of us, as we're going along our lives, have so much weighing on us. It's very hard to be joyful. So I want to praise God and thank him publicly for giving me joy this morning, for infilling me with his graces and his blessing. And I pray the same for you. Let's pray together now. Dear Jesus, I pray for those who are listening to this prayer. Lord, I know that you hold us in the palm of your hand, and I know that you know the number of hairs on our head, that you have our best interests in mind, and the most important is eternal life with you. I rejoice for that time, Lord. And until then, I ask that you call to mind any ways that we have offended you. I give you these incidences, and I ask for your forgiveness. Dear Lord, you are worthy of all praise, and I praise you right now. I praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you have done for me, for my family, for those close to me, and for those who are far away from you. I ask a blessing on all those who are listening today, that you enter their hearts in a powerful way, that you make yourself evident to them. I ask you to give them the gift of joy, the joy that surpasses all understanding, the joy that only comes from uniting our imperfect will to your perfect will. And I thank you for this gift, and I ask that you bless us. In the name of Jesus, amen. You can find this prayer and all the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. Look for episode 15, Infusion of Joy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.